That night, Lucinda cried herself to sleep. All the rest of that day, Lucinda had begged her father to let her go on an adventure, but it didn't work. Sniffing, she had known what she had had to do. Now, you might think that waking up in the middle of the night and creeping slowly downstairs would be exhilarating and fun. Unfortunately, though, it wasn't like this for Lucinda. She was shaking uncontrollably and saying quietly to herself, "I shouldn't be doing this," and "I'm mad." Tiptoeing as quietly as a mouse, Lucinda opened the strangely heavy door with a trembling hand. Then she stepped outside and started walking at a brisk pace towards the colourful boat which sat on the fine sparkling sand.